Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Tricia Barden. In our top spin, coal industry leaders are hoping that Santa will be good to them and are stuffing congressional stockings to ensure it. Americans for Balanced Energy Choices, a front group for the coal industry, sent 30 Santas to Capitol Hill just before Christmas. Their holiday mission was to deliver coal-shaped chocolates to lawmakers. The industry is working hard to divert attention from clean, renewable energy sources and back to what they are billing as clean coal. As a writer at Grist said, quote, "This is only the beginning of what promises to be an enormous PR campaign. In public, it will be smiles and Santas. Behind the scenes, it will be slime campaigns against candidates who dare propose a shift to renewable energy," end quote.
Don't bet on much transparency in a Huckabee White House. Pundits and the public are wondering how the religious beliefs of Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister, would impact his presidency. But one of the best resources, his past sermons, are suddenly hard to come by. Campaign workers said that they were, quote, "not able to accommodate," end quote, journalists' requests for copies. And a church where Huckabee once served as pastor told reporters that most of the archived copies of his past sermons were, quote, "lost during a remodel," end quote, and the rest were not available. Fortunately, there are other, less elusive sources. 10 years ago, on the eve of a triple execution in Arkansas, Governor Huckabee was asked about his position on the death penalty. He responded, quote, "Interestingly enough, if there was ever an occasion for someone to have argued against the death penalty, I think Jesus could have done so on the cross and said, 'This is an unjust punishment and I deserve clemency,'" end quote. As a result, Huckabee said he had no problem with the impending executions.
It's the end of the year, a time when many people decide on charitable giving. Retailers and manufacturers hope to capitalize on the goodwill of the season by producing and selling more products than ever that promise that a percentage of the sale will go to charity. But how much really makes it to the supposed beneficiaries? The New York Times reported that several charities featured in a holiday catalog from a major retailer didn't know they were listed until the paper contacted them. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is drafting legislation that would require a charity's consent to use it for merchandising purposes. Consumers would also be notified of the amount from a sale actually going to charity. The Times concluded, quote, "For now, the old-fashioned, direct, tried-and-true route to charity seems best," end quote.
January 1st, we'll see new smoking bans going into effect from France to Colorado and many points in between. The French, long known as heavy smokers, are running public service announcements warning of the dangers of secondhand smoke. Resembling ads run about HIV and AIDS prevention, the spots are edgy and quite racy. An amorous couple in a nightclub are seen while a voiceover says, quote, "Caroline doesn't know that she is in the process of contracting a deadly disease, because every day here she absorbs toxic substances left by the smoking of cigarettes," end quote. Here's a clip.
Caroline joue avec sa vie. Elle ne sait pas qu'elle est en train d'attraper une maladie mortelle.
Even many French smokers say that the ordinance is a good thing, and cafe owners in neighboring Italy report that there has been no drop in business as a result of the ban in their establishments. In Colorado, on the other hand, where casinos will fall under no smoking ordinances at the start of the year, the response has been less positive. Home rule municipalities that have more leeway to skirt the state ban have used tactics like reducing the smoke-free zone just outside a building's entrance to just an inch.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. We reported on the Santa deliveries of coal-shaped chocolates to members of Congress on behalf of the front group Americans for Better Energy Choices. One of the corporate funders of the group is Peabody Energy, the world's largest private coal producer. Peabody posted record profits in 2006, the same year that twice as many U.S. mine workers were killed as the previous year, a record high for the decade. So there are just 3 steps between Santa's lobbying on behalf of coal producers and the children of miners who won't have a parent at the holidays.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.